Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
She had never expected a cardboard box in the back of her mother's closet to become the beginning of a new hobby. After her mother's death, she and her brother spent several weekends sorting through a lifetime of keepsakes. There were photo albums, old birthday cards, faded newspaper clippings, and recipe cards stained from years of use. Toward the bottom of one box sat a worn manila envelope simply labeled Family. Inside were loose pages covered in handwritten notes, photocopies of census records, and a handful of names connected by arrows and question marks. It wasn't a finished family tree. It looked more like something her mother had intended to organize someday, but never quite found the time to finish. Rather than pack it away again, she decided to see where it might lead. What began as idle curiosity quickly turned into an evening ritual. After work, she'd sit down with her laptop and spend an hour tracing branches of the family she'd never known existed. Every answer seemed to raise two more questions. She discovered relatives who had crossed the country by wagon, others who had spent their entire lives within a few miles of where they were born, and more than a few whose lives were summarized by nothing more than a birth date, a death date, and the cemetery where they were buried. One branch of the family kept drawing her attention. According to the records, several generations had lived in the same small farming community about 2 hours from her home. Most of them were buried together in an old country cemetery that had served the town since the late 19th century. She searched for photographs online. The cemetery wasn't famous or particularly picturesque. There were no towering monuments or elaborate mausoleums. It was simply old. Mature oak trees shaded much of the property. Weathered limestone markers leaned gently with age, and narrow gravel lanes wound through the hills, much the same way they probably had 100 years earlier. Something about it made her want to see it in person. The following Saturday, she printed the cemetery map attached to the genealogy records and left shortly after sunrise. The drive took her through miles of farmland before narrowing to a quiet 2-lane highway. Eventually, she turned onto a county road that ended at a simple wrought iron gate framed by aging stone pillars. Beyond it, the cemetery stretched across a gentle hillside, disappearing beneath a canopy of enormous trees near the back of the property. It was exactly the sort of place she had hoped to find. There was no traffic noise, no crowds, and no sense of hurry. A light breeze carried the scent of freshly cut hay from nearby fields, while birds moved through the branches overhead. It felt peaceful in a way that was becoming increasingly difficult to find. She unfolded the map and started walking. Within 10 minutes, she realized locating one grave among hundreds of others wasn't nearly as easy as she'd imagined. The section numbers on the printout didn't seem to match what she was seeing. Some of the older headstones had weathered so badly they were almost impossible to read, and family plots that looked neatly arranged on paper spread out in unexpected directions once she was standing among them. She circled the same section twice before admitting she'd probably taken a wrong turn. Still, she didn't mind. Instead of becoming frustrated, she found herself slowing down. Every few yards, another headstone caught her attention. Some marked lives that had lasted nearly a century. Others belonged to children who had lived only a few months. There were married couples buried side by side, veterans whose flags had long since faded, and entire families resting together beneath the shade of the oldest trees. The cemetery didn't feel lonely. It felt remembered. She had almost decided to head back to her car and try again another day when she heard footsteps crunch softly across the gravel behind her. Turning around, she saw an older man approaching at an easy pace. He appeared to be somewhere in his 70s, dressed in faded jeans, worn work boots, and a tan canvas jacket that had clearly seen years of use. A weathered cap shaded his face, and his easy smile immediately put her at ease. He asked if she was looking for someone. She gave him the family name. He paused for a moment, nodded thoughtfully, and said he believed he knew exactly where they were. Relieved, she thanked him and fell into step beside him. As they walked, he asked what had brought her there. She explained that she'd recently started researching her family's history after finding her mother's unfinished notes. He smiled and remarked that family history had a funny way of finding people when the time was right. Their conversation never felt forced. He pointed out a handful of interesting monuments along the way, mentioning that one family had settled the area before the town officially existed, and another had lost several children during the same difficult winter. He never sounded like someone reciting facts from memory. Instead, he spoke about the people buried there as though they were neighbors whose stories deserved to be remembered. She found herself listening as much to him as she was looking for the grave. After about 15 minutes, he slowed beneath the branches of an enormous oak tree. Without saying anything, he stepped aside and gently nudged a layer of fallen leaves away with the toe of his boot. She knelt beside the weathered limestone marker and brushed away the rest with her hand. The name carved into the stone matched the one she'd driven 2 hours to find. For a long moment, she simply stared at it. Until that morning, it had been little more than another entry on a genealogy website. Now it represented someone who had lived an ordinary life, raised a family, and unknowingly helped shape generations that followed. She quietly thanked the older man again. He smiled, took a few slow steps toward the main path, and waited while she spent a few minutes alone at the grave. She wasn't sure how long she remained beside the grave. It couldn't have been more than a few minutes, but time seemed to lose its importance. She took several photographs of the headstone from different angles, copied a few dates into the notebook she'd brought with her, and stood quietly beneath the old oak tree, trying to imagine what life must have been like for someone who had lived more than a century before she was born. The older man never hurried her. He waited near the path with his hands tucked into his jacket pockets, occasionally looking across the hillside as though he had all the time in the world. When she was finally ready to leave, she slipped her notebook back into her bag and walked over to join him. Together, they made their way toward the entrance, taking the same winding path they had followed through the cemetery only a short time earlier. Their conversation drifted away from genealogy and toward the little farming community surrounding the cemetery. He spoke about how much the area had changed over the years, mentioning that there had once been a church nearby, a small general store, and a one-room schoolhouse where generations of local children had learned their lessons. He pointed toward a distant ridgeline where the original road had crossed before a newer highway bypassed the town decades earlier. As she listened, she found herself thinking that he didn't sound like someone repeating local history he'd read in a book. He spoke about the community the way people do when they've watched it change with their own eyes. They passed several more family plots before he slowed beside a tall monument that had cracked almost completely in two. He stopped for a moment, studying the weathered stone with quiet disappointment, before remarking that it was a shame to watch names slowly disappear from markers that had stood for generations. She found herself agreeing. Before that morning, she'd never given much thought to old cemeteries. Now she understood why people devoted so much time to preserving them. Once the names disappeared, the stories usually weren't far behind. By the time they reached the front of the cemetery, she felt as though she'd spent the morning with someone she'd known much longer than 15 minutes. The entrance gate stood only a short distance ahead, and beyond it, her car remained the only vehicle in the small gravel parking area. The older man slowed his pace and told her this was where they would part ways. She smiled and thanked him again for taking the time to help a complete stranger. She admitted she never would have found the family plot without him, and reached out to shake his hand. As she turned toward him, her hand stopped in midair. The space beside her was empty. She stared for a moment, certain she had somehow turned the wrong direction. Then she looked toward the gate, expecting to see him already walking toward the road. No one was there. She turned back toward the cemetery. The nearest headstone stood only a few yards away, and the rows between them were open enough that she could easily see through them. There were no buildings, no dense shrubs, and nowhere someone could have disappeared in the second or two it had taken her to turn around. Assuming he had simply wandered off while she wasn't paying attention, she started back down the path. She checked behind several larger monuments and walked through the nearby rows, half expecting him to appear at any moment. When that didn't happen, she widened her search, wandering farther into the cemetery than she had before. The entire time, the only sounds were the breeze moving through the oak trees and the occasional rustle of leaves skittering across the gravel. The longer she looked, the less sense it made. She never saw another person. Eventually, she made her way back to the entrance, more puzzled than frightened. Her car still sat alone in the parking area exactly where she'd left it. She stood beside the driver's door for another minute, scanning the cemetery one last time before climbing inside. The drive home gave her plenty of time to replay the morning in her mind. She remembered the stories he'd shared about the town, the small details he'd pointed out along the way, and the ease with which he'd led her through the cemetery. None of it felt unusual while it was happening. It had simply felt like meeting someone who genuinely loved the place and enjoyed helping visitors appreciate its history. It wasn't until she was nearly halfway home that one final detail surfaced. She could remember every word of their conversation. She could remember brushing leaves away from her ancestor's headstone. She could remember reaching out to thank him. What she couldn't remember was hearing him walk away. Not a single footstep on the gravel. Not the sound of a gate opening. Nothing at all. The realization stayed with her for the rest of the drive, and long after she arrived home, she found herself wondering how someone could simply cease to be there without leaving behind the slightest indication that they'd gone. For the next several days, she tried to convince herself there had to be a simple explanation. Perhaps the older man had stepped onto another path while she was looking toward the parking area. Maybe she'd been more distracted than she'd realized. It wasn't impossible for someone to leave without her noticing. The problem was that every explanation seemed to create another question. The cemetery hadn't been crowded. In fact, she hadn't seen another visitor all morning. The paths were open. The terrain gently sloped, and there were very few places where someone could disappear from sight in only a second or two. More than anything, she couldn't shake the feeling that she'd been talking with someone who belonged there. Not because he seemed ghostly, because he seemed completely at home. Over the following weeks, she found herself returning to the cemetery several times. At first, she told herself it was simply to continue researching her family. There were other relatives buried there, and each visit gave her another opportunity to photograph headstones and fill in another small piece of her family tree. If she was being honest with herself, though, there was another reason. Part of her hoped she might see him again. Each visit felt familiar. She parked in the same gravel lot, followed the same winding paths, and spent a little time beside her family's graves before wandering through sections she hadn't explored before. The cemetery never felt frightening. It remained exactly what it had been that first morning, peaceful, quiet, and somehow comforting. Every now and then, she caught herself looking up after hearing footsteps in the distance, only to discover it was nothing more than leaves blowing across the gravel. Once or twice, she thought she saw someone farther down a path, but by the time she reached the spot, no one was there. She eventually stopped expecting to find answers. Instead, she simply enjoyed returning. Months later, during one of those visits, she found herself standing beneath the same oak tree where her ancestor was buried. She had brought a small bouquet of wild flowers she'd picked along the drive and laid them at the base of the weathered headstone before sitting on a nearby bench. The afternoon was perfectly still. She watched sunlight filter through the branches overhead and listened to birds calling from somewhere deeper in the trees. It occurred to her that, despite everything she'd experienced, she'd grown to love the cemetery. It had become a place where she could slow down, think about the people who had come before her, and remember that every name carved into stone had once belonged to someone whose life was every bit as ordinary and important as her own. As she stood to leave, something near the edge of the path caught her attention. The older man was walking slowly between the headstones. He wasn't looking toward her. His hands were tucked into his jacket pockets, just as she remembered, and he moved with the same easy, unhurried pace. He paused beside one weathered monument, bent slightly to brush a few leaves away from its base, then continued on. For a moment, she simply watched, wondering if she was afraid that moving would somehow break the moment. Finally, she called out. He didn't seem to hear her. She started toward him, closing the distance as quickly as she could without running. He reached the next row of monuments and disappeared briefly behind a tall granite marker. She rounded the monument only a second later. The path beyond it was empty. She stood there for several moments, turning slowly in every direction. There was nowhere he could have gone. She smiled to herself, not because she understood what had happened, but because for the first time she realized she didn't need to. Whether he'd been a trick of the light, an unusually vivid coincidence, or something she would never be able to explain, the encounter had given her something she hadn't expected to find when she first opened that old envelope in her mother's closet. It hadn't simply connected her to names on a family tree. It had connected her to the people behind them. Even now, whenever she visits an old cemetery, she finds herself slowing down instead of hurrying through. She reads the names. She notices the dates. She wonders about the lives each person lived and the families they left behind. And every so often, when she finds herself having trouble locating a particular grave, she can't help glancing over her shoulder, half expecting an older gentleman in a faded jacket and worn work boots to appear beside the path with a quiet smile, ready to point her in the right direction once again.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.